Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
We're here somewhere.
Good morning, and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning. David.
Here's David. Close-minded David. We'll have a discussion about that.
Yeah. You'll need that Bitcoin money.
Right now.
When you get fired because you weren't ready for the show.
It's 10:05 a.m. in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you're all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and years of archives are there. But if you do miss a show, you want to replay it, you can pick it up there. Finally, last but not least, there is a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. But were they on vacation this week?
No, they were here.
Why were they here?
I don't know. They said, I thought there was a
for
thing last week.
Right?
Yeah. They were here. I think they wanted to talk about Janet Yellen because that's all they talked about.
And what about her?
Yeah, how great she is.
How
blah,
great
blah,
she
blah,
is.
Blah. Yeah. They brought in Jimmy Carter and William Miller. Remember who William Miller was?
William Miller, huh? That's a long time ago, believe me.
After 18 months of mismanaging monetary policy as a Fed chief during the 70s, he was unceremoniously dumped by Jimmy Carter, and Paul Volcker replaced him. But then they made him Treasury Secretary. The highest inflation ever.
Well, that's the way politics works, you know.
Does it?
Yeah, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So.
Is that how
but that's
works?
The way life works, too.
Is that how it works?
That's right. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or if you don't want to give us a call, although we do like talking to people, but if you'd like to use our chat box, you can go to sapperston.com, again, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on chat, join the chat, and you're all set. Type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do. Right now, phone lines wide open, as they always are at this time, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Tom.
Peter.
How are you?
Two experts.
I explained an expert. an expert knows more than the average person about a subject, but that doesn't mean he's right all the time.
Okay, first we're going to look at Blink, BLNK.
God, I can't believe what that thing did. Did you buy it?
Oh, yeah, I've got it 924.
Really?
It's $7.40.
Boy, oh boy. Well, it's like David and I's discussion on Bitcoin, you know. Blink.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we shall see. You know, we shall see. I hope you took a little profit off the table.
No, not yet.
Well, because these things overnight, you know, the mania can stop, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I guess I would be concerned if it dropped to 24.
Well, what did it do Friday? I didn't even hear.
Well, they rallied back up, you know. They rallied back up. Where'd they close at? It looks like they closed at 28.
Oh. Last time I checked, it was about 18.
What? When was that? Well, that was a while ago. God.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, if it dropped to 24, that could be a breakdown. There's a lot of air underneath. And if all the speculators, you know, lose their taste all of a sudden, and they started hitting a bunch of the EV stocks, it remains to be seen, you know, whether it's over or not. But it almost looked like there could have been at least a short-term blow off top. And, you know, so I would watch this very carefully, believe me, and certainly take some profits, believe me.
Okay. My next one is Boston Scientific.
Hey, a real company. No.
BSX.
Yeah, that one I can't believe. That thing was such a bargain after they got trounced years ago. What did it get down to, like?
30, I think. 34?
Well, I mean, back in 2011, 2013, it was 5.
Yeah, I got it at 935.
You're kidding me.
No, I've had it since 5 of 13.
Yeah, it's not looking overly great at the moment. You know, I think if it doesn't hold support here, the 200-day is where, let's see, 200-day is about 36, and where to close?
And I'm having internet problems, Pete. So
So it closed at 33.60. So it's under the 200-day. Don't like that.
Okay.
And, you know, it for some strange reason, it's looking a little weak here right now. You know, once again, if you got a really nice profit, nothing wrong with taking some of it. Believe me. You know, right now, it if it doesn't hold this support, next support, looks like it's around. Oh, let's see, somewhere around 30.
Okay.
And then under that, probably anywhere between 26 and 28.
Okay.
So watch that carefully. I mean, the chart pattern could be a big topping pattern. I don't know why. I thought they're supposed to have, you know, good things and so forth. But, yeah, watch it very carefully. Maybe take some money.
All right. One more.
Okay.
P-E-N-N.
Penn Gaming, P-E. Huh? Yeah. That one, everybody hated at 30.
Yeah.
And it just won't quit. You know, so this is the big thing. It's right back at the old high. I mean, still looks strong. And if it breaks out here, you know, the potential price target at a minimum is in the probably mid-80s. And right now, you know, the 200 days miles back, 50 days at 66. And, you know, so probably as long as you stay above the 50 day, you're okay.
All right. Okay. That's all the good news for today.
I'm glad to hear it. We need good news.
Enjoy the day. It's beautiful out there.
I will. Thank you very much. You too. Take care.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. So long now.
I don't know. We had a whole bunch of people on the line. They all disappeared all of a sudden. Maybe the phone systems are
having trouble with my hotspot. I don't know if it's something going on.
So anyway, if you're having trouble calling in, try the chat box at saperston.com.
We did have one before.
SAPERSTON.com. Go to the tab that says Dollar Doctor, Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. And then you can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you're going to type in a symbol, let us know what you're going to do with it. Because right now, it looks like the phone lines have a problem.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
So maybe they'll come back. So we did have somebody on the chat box that was asking Pete for 2021, the outlook for the energy ETF, XLE, which closed at $38.91. And also wanted to know about the retail, which is, I can't remember what the symbol is. You know it, I'm sure.
Did he put the symbol in there?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll get to it. So why don't you look at that one?
Well, for 2021, who knows?
Thanks for calling.
There you go. I think I read in Barron's this weekend that energy had its best month in history in November, and it was up, I forgot, something like 34%, I think.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, it's a tough area, and some of the companies are in somewhat of a trouble. I just read, too, I guess, in Barron's that they think Exxon can't sustain their dividend. And, maybe it'd be good news. A lot of times when a stock cuts its dividend, that's it.
Yeah. I hate energy.
But one thing, fundamentally with the energy companies, but it's going to take a while. They're all reinvesting in clean energy, green energy, whatever you want to call it, So, they're basically, getting smart and starting to use their money kind of more toward the future, and therefore it may not look the same anymore. So, the energy sector, I would say probably it's okay to have a small percentage in the energy sector.
I'd have it small, like zero. And the other one is XRT is a retail.
XRT. Well, you also have the one for the online retailers, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but it's very strong. This sector, and I think what's going on in retail, a lot of these companies are, some of them will go out of business, but they're all learning how to turn over to digital and online, and some of them, as you've seen, Walmart, Target, so forth, have done a tremendous job of doing it. I think I saw, a Gap store got killed on its earnings, what was it, Thursday, I guess? Mm-hmm. But, the reason sales were way up, and what happened is they're transitioning, to online, and they had to spend a lot of money, and their costs went up. So people are kind of being short-sighted. In the sense that, they're a little behind the curve, but they're doing the right thing. And so I think, retail is still a good area to be in, to tell you the truth. And you also ought to look at the online retailers. There's a number of ETFs out there. Mm-hmm. You can look them up, Google the online retailers. And right now, the 200-day on the retail XRT is at... $44, and where to close up at 51. So as long as it stays above the 200 day at 44, longer term it should be in good position.
XRTP.
Closed
at 61.21.
Oh, 61, boy.
Those glasses that you don't wear?
Yeah.
Probably use them.
Well, the 50 day is 54. Right. So let's say as long as it stays.
Just trying to make sure. Yeah.
As long as it stays above 54, that would be a reevaluation point for it.
Okay.
But I wasn't even ready to do this show, so I don't,
Obviously, you're too excited about Bitcoin. That's all you could think
right,
about.
Right. That was it. So
it's like a drug.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Phil in Williamsville.
Very good.
Good morning. I saw that.
Good morning. I guess the phones are working now.
Yes, sir.
Before I ask you a couple of stocks, you mentioned blow-off tops a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a chartist or anything like that. So can you actually recognize one before it happens? Or is
no.
It kind of a
No, you can't.
Okay.
But, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, what happened, it, for example, let me think of one. Palantir, I don't know if you followed that one, but Palantir, you know, flew up to, it's been going and going and going this last month after being dead. It died on its IPO, took off, and now it's all-time highs. Well, of course, it hasn't been trading that long, but it, on very high volume, went up to 33, and then it got hit down to 28. It could have been a blow-off top, okay?
Well, how do you know?
You don't know until you break the area that it, you know, once attempts to find support, and you have to watch for, you know, the next rally up, and if it can't make another high and then it drops below where it dropped, it's probably over, you know, at least for some period of time.
And let me tell you, Phil, Pete's a nice guy, but if he knew, he wouldn't tell you anyway.
So. Proprietary knowledge.
But whenever you see, you know, a stock on extremely way above average volume make a new high and then fail to hold it, you just have to have your little alert signs on, you know, for the possibility.
Well,
you know,
you know, I'm big in FCEL, fuel cell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all the trolls were calling it a blow off top when it hit over 11, then it dropped back to I think 8 something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was. I mean, how long do they last?
Well, a blow-off top could be the end for years, months. You know, it all depends, you know. I mean, definitely people came back in, you know, on that, and they bought it on the dip.
Yeah.
And, you know, so until the traders give up, you know, and the volume, you know, like if this can't make a new high now at 11.5, right?
Right.
And this was a logical stopping point anyway, because 11.5 was important resistance, so it's not surprising to see the selling at that level. But, you know, watch the volume on the way up, and if the volume starts falling off, you know, it should drop below, obviously, the high volume you saw. But if it keeps going up, and as it goes up, the volume contracts, okay, and keeps contracting, and certainly, if it, you know, not that you'd want to see it, but if it dropped to 7, that would suggest, you know, it could go all the way back to 3 or 4. You know.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Well, hopefully not. Yeah. You know, hopefully not. But keep, you know, keep a close eye. You don't want to see it at 7. That's for sure. And you know, watch the volume on this rally, and if it doesn't seem to, you know, be able to pick up a little steam, and like I say, it'll short term the volume will drop back, but if it keeps
with the holiday too,
yeah,
you know,
right, yeah.
You believe in stop losses?
You should have a what we tend to call a valuation point.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are reasons, you know. For example, I mean, a stop could go off, and it could have been only because the general market, right, on that day. I think a stop, you know, would be useful if, for example, you know, the stock dropped on its own below a support point, not because of the market, but you don't know that, see? So that's why I think you have to evaluate at that point and at least have a mental one and say, hey, wait a minute, I better take a closer look at this. But having the stop in the markets, especially in this market, you know, you can have, take for example, Good RX, okay, which came out. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And
I know the company.
Yeah, and what happened is Amazon said, you know, that they're getting into the business and so forth. They're going to mail, and the stock got hammered, okay? And if you had a stop, then you'd be out of it, but probably at a very, very low level. And when you look at the whole picture and you realize, matter of fact, if you read Barron's this weekend, the guy from GoodRx says, this has very little effect on our company. We actually work with Amazon. So, you know, so you can have events happen like that where people are stupid and you got computer programs and so forth and so on, and they trounce it down there and it turns out to be more a buying opportunity than a sell.
I mean, if you're long-term hold, would you even bother with a stop loss? Because, you know, they trigger those stop losses and take you out and then...
No, but it should have a reevaluation, okay? There may be a good reason, you know.
Yeah, you
be alerted, you know, and say, hey, wait, it dropped to here. Let me check things out. As we always say, do your own research, whatever.
Yeah, I think those orders are more for people that aren't watching it.
Yeah, and
day
traders
by day.
And traders.
Yeah, just, you know, if you're watching it, you can be aware. But put the point of when I want to really make sure I'm looking at it when it hits a certain price.
Yeah, if it hits this
as
level,
opposed to just selling
I ought to take a look at it, right?
Right, okay. Well, thank you for that. Can you check Solo for me, S-O-L-O?
Yeah, another one of those hot plays there. What do they have, like the little scooter?
$8.27.
Yeah, the three-wheeler.
No. Three-wheeler. Technically a motorcycle, but I think they're going to have a niche in the fleet area. Like delivery.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one that, you know, ran way up and you know, came way back down, 13.5, you know, to 7.5, and now, you know, rallied back a little bit, but only closed at 8. So, you know, the reevaluation point would obviously be if it dropped to 7, you know. And, you know, it's nice to be long-term, you know, but
things... Well, I'm not long-term on that one.
Oh, yeah, but things do change, and, you know, like if you had a double on it, you take half of it off, you know.
Right.
And that type of thing. You're just in case, because remember the solar boom years ago, and, you know, this was it, the greatest thing in the world, and they ran them way up, and then that boom, they all plunged almost nothing. Now they're running again, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this company, it was down because Citron Research, which is a famous short-selling company, called it
Crooks.
A complete joke.
Right. But
didn't that guy go to jail or something?
Well, you got to watch Citron because he's been known to put these things out and short it.
Yeah, you know? He said the same thing about NIO, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, he's not looked upon as a very great authority, but he has an effect, you know. So what can I tell you? But sometimes when he comes out, maybe it's a buying opportunity, you know.
Yeah, exactly. One last one, the PBW ETF. Going great guns.
PBW.
P as in Paul.
Yep. Wilder Hill Clean Energy. Yeah, it's going like, well, I mean, this is hot now, you know.
And
that's why, you know, you got to watch. I mean, yeah, I know the future's great and all this stuff's going to be the biggest thing. And it may be, you know, but, you know, everybody's playing it.
And you got to watch out. Is this a wind farm or something?
I don't think.
Oh, okay, just it's a clean energy.
It's clean energy, you know. But okay. but here's something, you know, like this year was trading at 22, and now it's 96. All right.
Yeah. I wish I had it at 22.
Right. Well, but I mean, it still looks okay, and I would say, you know, the reevaluation point for it would probably be around 89.
Okay.
Yeah, so at 89, you know, these things have a lot of air under them. You know, if it hit 89, it could drop to 78. You know,
mm-hmm.
So reevaluate it at 89. You know.
Okay, and just one last thing. What do you think about these 20% increase on the S&P that all the big banks are coming out with?
Really, for what?
2020, Goldman and.
I'm shocked. Because almost every year they say 10%, you know, and that's always a relatively safe bet. You know, I think the market with dividends goes up long term 10% a year, so that kind of surprises me.
I think it came out on Wednesday.
Yeah, that does.
That's their thank you to Donald Trump.
Is that? But Yeah, surprisingly, you know, 2021 looks should be okay for a while. You know, so I, you know, it's possible that sometime
just
during
wait and see what the election in
well,
Georgia
but
like.
Sometime during sometime during 2021, you know, the market could be up 20%. Whether it will finish the year at 20%,
right?
Anybody's guess. Yeah. And it would be interesting to see if unfortunately, not being political, I guess, but if unfortunately to me, it might affect the market if the Democrats win both the Georgia seats there.
Yeah, I heard a Democrat strategist say they're only counting on one at this point.
But they're putting all their money into it. Obama's going down. Everybody's going down there, you know.
Yeah. Well, so, Trump's going down, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that in terms of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I'm just talking about the effect on the market, you know.
Or an independent.
And I think the market's kind of happy.
Libertarian.
Yeah, but they're happy that if the Senate is still held and you have kind of a divided government. And they're also saying that, you know, this was not a blue wave. You know, in other words, the Democrats lost seats in the House of Representatives.
Right.
They don't have that big a margin, and so forth. So all those things come into play.
All right. Well, thank you very much for all your wisdom today, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Well, you too. Thank you for calling. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Tom in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Who's he?
Kudos for working on the holiday weekend.
Well, wow. That's all right. We work all the time.
24/7. That's what it's about. Servicing our clients.
Well, yes. You know, the market never stops now.
So exactly. But thank God, you know, the market doesn't trade like Bitcoin 24 hours a day.
That's correct.
I could
not
handle that.
listen, my one stock that I'm interested in, I had on a chat box, but you couldn't read the symbol for some reason. It's I as in Indigo, I as in Indigo.
Really?
E as in Paul, R as in Robert.
Oh, yeah, more.
It's a marijuana hydroponic, you know, production. It's not really related to the stores and stuff like that. It's a very good firm for marijuana, if anybody's interested.
Well, it's interesting because there's another one like that that's been going like anything, is GRWG.
Right. I hold both.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the symbol on this? Because I quit at II.
IIPR.
IIP. Oh, this is, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, close at 156.79.
Yeah, this is it's like a, what do you say, storage? Or the,
it's an REIT.
It's an REIT, right, yeah.
Right. They work a lot with
warehouses, must be.
SMG.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Scotts. They work a lot with Scotts in growing marijuana.
Yeah, but I mean they're involved in the facilities, right?
Yes, correct.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Not so much stores and
exactly. Yep.
You see what I mean? So
yep.
If you take a look at the chart, it's pretty impressive.
Well, I would say so.
I should add to that because I've had this for a couple of years.
Yeah, the funny thing is that, like, that GRWG, you know, there stuff came out that, you know, the guy was, involved in shady things, you know.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a Robin Hood stock.
Yeah, I know.
Much.
So, but you never know. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Listen,
yeah.
If the stock goes up, they forgive them.
Yeah, well.
Do these stocks look better if you're high? I wouldn't know, but I mean, does it?
Don't answer that question. Take the fifth.
No.
Our producer is shaking his head.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
The Bitcoin.
I'm past the age of smoking marijuana.
What was
I'm
that?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I'm past the age of
days,
smoking marijuana.
Is there an age limit?
I never did, so.
Well, there is for me.
I didn't inhale, so.
You didn't inhale. Yeah, nobody did.
Right.
Well, I mean, it does still, it's consolidating nicely up here.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be called what the technical analysts call a bull flag, you know. And if it broke above that, and if take it for what it's worth, with a grain of salt, you know, the profit target based on the point and figure method is 266.
There you go.
And
where's support?
Where's what?
Support.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, support's 146. So you know, 144 potential reevaluation, and the 50 days 134. So those are the two levels to watch.
That's perfect.
Yep.
That's perfect. Okay, the other one, I'm thinking of swapping out of AEM, which mm-hmm. is Agnico Eagle, for gold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agnico, yeah, I know.
To AUY, AEM to AUY.
Yeah,
Well, you know, gold's been getting slaughtered lately, but, and I don't know if that's...
Well, I just wanted to know technically how, yeah. which chart is better, because AEM does pay a dividend.
Yeah, let's see...
But it's dropped quite a bit, as you know, a lot of
yeah, like all
there.
The gold. Yeah, it's
right.
It ran up the AUY, ran up to 7, and theoretically, this is a support area. All right, at this 5 level, 4.5 to 5, because that's where it broke out from. So mm-hmm. you want to see it hold there, you know, on the
okay.
pullback. So it's retesting the breakout area, the 200 days at 5. And it closed at 5.11, so that's important.
And that's
right?
AUY.
Yeah, AUY. And the other one, AEM, so let's see how that looks.
64.47 on the close.
See, stupid me.
See, if you wouldn't rub your coat against the microphone, people wouldn't be wondering what that noise is. Oh, my God, I'll tell you.
Well, that's what makes the show exciting.
It does to me, because I can't stop laughing. Plus, you can't hear what they're saying because you got your headphones half off your ear. But other than that, I'm telling you.
Well, I would say, technically, believe it or not, AUY looks better chart-wise.
AUY.
Yeah. Because
okay.
cause AEM is actually now a little below the 200-day moving average.
Yeah. It's a little tired, I think.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, with this Iranian stuff, I think next year with Biden, it's going to be a different story on gold. I do. I think there's going to be more of a flight to that.
It's a possibility. But, you know...
The world's going to be different because Trump pulled us out of that treaty and... I don't know. It's just going to be very interesting.
It's hard to say. You know, like I say, you never know. I mean, you can say exactly. This is what should happen if this happens, and it doesn't happen that way. You know, you just never really know. But I know what you're saying.
Something like this, you should have a portion of your
net.
You shouldn't, you know, just so people are listening, they go and put 100% of their assets in one of these things because of some.
And what you have to watch out for, because this gets David, this is pushes his button, but Bitcoin is taking a bit of the luster off gold.
That's what they say when gold falls apart, yeah.
It has, but, you know, Bitcoin's tricky to buy.
Oh, not for Pete?
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
You know, so I don't know.
It is, but you know, the whole thing is, and David disagrees with this, but there's a limited supply. It's capped. He says, "Well, what if they decide to change the cap?" Well,
they're going. Well,
that's like somebody I know knew who once said,
"Tom, they're going.
Don't do a Roth IRA because they'll retract it." And
well, for your listeners, that are
not even close.
In Bitcoin, you know, PayPal now. Is involved, as you know.
Oh, right. And, that's what I was telling him. Yes. They're buying up 70% of the Bitcoin.
That's right. And the other stock that you can do that's ultra safe is Overstock.
Mm-hmm.
OSTK. They're involved in Bitcoin, too. And that way you don't have to go through these Coinbase exchanges and stuff like that. That's, I don't know how secure they are or anything like
that.
Well,
some of them are and some of them aren't. You know,
I like stocks. Yeah, I like stocks.
And... But there was one in Barron's today, and what was the symbol on that thing?
I make one up.
No, it was a company where they're putting all their reserves in Bitcoin.
Really?
It's called Crazy R Us.
No, they did, and they're already up. I don't know how many billions of dollars now. And
well, you know, you heard that crazy forecast, $100,000 next year for us.
Peter said 250.
Yeah, I said 250.
That's conservative.
Yeah, but you look at it this way. If PayPal owns 70% of it. J.P. Morgan is essentially buying up almost all the rest, right? And what does that do? There's no supply
so I thought
until they expand the amount that's out there.
What's
Doesn't
that?
Does this have to go through regulations?
No.
No.
That's the beauty
it's
of it.
Done?
No, they're,
they can do whatever they want with it.
No, it's, you know, some of them are complying with, with, you know, what they should. You know, some of these, you know, like Coinbase, for example. You know,
right. Right.
They're complying already with potential and acting like there are regulations, all right?
Oh, they're pretending.
That's no, they're good. Not pretending.
Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot. You are really an idiot.
Talk about pushing buttons.
You are really an idiot.
There's probably nothing more controversial than
this. Oh, yeah. I mean, right. I don't understand it as, you know, how you can use it for payments and so on.
Well, I don't think anybody does.
Nobody does. You know.
Talk to the drug dealers. Talk to the black market people throughout the world. That's who uses that.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So, all right, gentlemen.
All right, we had
our
argument on it. We'll see who gets. I told them we'll see next year. Yeah, we'll see next year who gets the last laugh.
No, we didn't say next year. We said ultimately. And since, I'm going to outlive you, so I'm going to be right.
I'll even tell you next year.
Okay,
we'll know who's who's right.
Here we go.
Anyway, thank you.
Well, listen. Thank you very much.
Right.
Okay. Have a good one.
Have a good
All right.
Day.
Right now, we're past our break time, so give us a call.
It's 803-1520,
toll-free 800-879-7541. We'll be back in a minute.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctor shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities. Yeah, he's still laughing, but like I say, next year I'll have the laugh.
No, I'm talking, you hit the microphone again with that puffy coat.
I hope everybody's enjoying it.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe it's giving everybody else a high.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a secret Bitcoin signal.
Anyway, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB, and an RIA.
I didn't have any coffee yet this morning either. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-75. 4-1, or you can go to the chat box at saperstein.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat, and you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Joe in Buffalo. Good morning.
Thanks for holding on. Thanks for holding on. Thank you. We're good.
Good, good. Excellent. Hey, I know, David, you didn't like this one when I called a couple of months ago.
And how much is it up? Go ahead.
Well, it is up, but
it went
down before it went up. But,
all right. Thank you.
I got in Ford back in February. It's
Ford.
Like $8.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very good.
I wrote it all the way down.
Right.
And now.
And you bought more.
No, I didn't buy more.
Oh, okay.
But now, you know, we've got a small gain on it. And just wondering what you think of it now.
I hate it
well,
more.
I won't play him.
So. It is the cover story in this
Barons.
Week's Barons.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Along with GM, right?
And how, no, this no, one, this
just
one's
that?
Just
okay.
Ford. And how the stock could double, right?
Oh.
And read the article. You know, I don't
I
know.
Will.
If you, yeah,
I will.
Read the article. You know, part of their big problem, and it doesn't say very good of them in this sense, is that they said the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems they have is the warranty costs, you know, which is not great to hear, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And they're saying their warranty cost per vehicle is $700 per vehicle, and whereas, and I don't know if that's yearly or what it was, but and GM's is $350.
So, okay. So that would mean that the GM cars are supposedly better.
I don't know.
They don't break down.
I don't interpret. I guess you would think that. I don't know. There could be other reasons, but they said they got to work on that. You know, their European business, they've always had not making money on that. But not
too expensive.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole article, but there's a lot of interesting things in there. Sure. Plus, they're also saying that they could be coming back with a dividend. Because they now have the cash flow.
Yeah, the Ford family is running out of money, I guess.
Is that it? Yeah. But so I definitely, I would read that.
Would you sit tight still or take the small gain?
No, I would hang on to it.
Hang on to it. That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't have bought it, so.
Well, I know.
I would have bought Bitcoin.
You're initially correct, though.
No, I appreciate that.
After I bought it, went right down to, four something.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But again, I was in no hurry. I sat tight.
Sure.
You know, it's above my cost basis now, and I didn't know whether I should just...
Well, the big question with Ford and GM is their EV divisions going to be something worth investing in?
Yeah, and they mentioned in the article Ford's behind them, mm-hmm. but they just made a deal with Volkswagen, mm-hmm. who's going to provide EV
which
technology.
Which is the largest car producer in the world or something.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So without we're almost going through the whole article, but anyway...
Right, yeah.
How many comments?
But I think you're okay.
I appreciate it.
And you have the overhead resistance like people like you, who are probably saying the same thing. God, I got back to this. I'm going to get out, So.
Yeah.
So they have to get through that.
What kind of target price would you put on it?
Well, let me take a look. Yeah.
Where do you find that? Where do you look at that?
What, target prices?
He makes it up.
Target prices, you can go to any service and they'll come up with something, But
so different. But FinViz, let me just go for it. FinViz has a target price of $8.98.
Right.
All right. And Pete has different ones.
Right.
More sophisticated.
Yeah. I mean, people can come up with price. In other words, this is based on the charting method, for what it's worth, is what I always say, right?
Right, exactly.
But based on the charting method, and it kind of agrees with the parents' article, price objective is 14.
Wow.
Okay.
And where was that, Peter? Where did you see that?
This is a charting one. In other words, somebody came up with this years ago. It's like, someday it could get to 14, all right?
Right.
And, but it's a way for you, for example, to set up risk-reward, and say, if it's possible it could go to 14, then where, if it dropped below, is my risk? And you could set up a risk-reward, And right now, the 200-day is at 6.5, so it's above the 200-day, which says it's a long-term buy, And you would reevaluate it if it got back under 6.5,
Okay. Good.
I hope that makes you feel better.
Good information. We could get a couple of different views.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have time for another one or two?
Well, I guess, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Annaly, NLY. I've owned that for a while. I plan to just hang on to it. It gives a nice dividend out. And just wondering what you thought of it. For a long-term hold still.
Well, I've always been through this dividend story. There are people like you who could care less what the stock does as long as I get my nice dividend.
It closed at $8.16.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And, so...
Yield 10.78, just so people know.
Because I remember years ago when we used to do seminars, and I've always told this story, and I'd say, how would you feel if that great dividend stock dropped 50%? And the person said, I don't care as long as I collect my dividend. And, so different people just feel, hey, as long as I collect a dividend, I can watch this thing go up and down and up and down. Right now, surprisingly, the stock did break out to at the 7 level, given a buy signal. It's got a lot of resistance up around, 8.5, 9. And even if it stayed in the downtrend, it could get up to 11. And take it for what it's worth again. The price right. objective on the point and figure chart is 16, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's, you know, not too far-fetched because the whole top area was in the 14.5 to 15, you know. So you so exactly. it looks like you, yeah. looks like you're okay for now. And the 200 days at 7. So as long as you stay, you know, and never use like 7 is, you know.
Right.
You know, around 7, you know, so. But, you know, a lot of times a good buy in a bull market's a little bit under the 200-day moving average, you know.
Right.
So
right.
so never use any, there's no exact numbers, you know. But it is above right. the 200-day. That's encouraging.
Good. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Right.
So. Well, when you talk about those seminars, that brings back a lot of memories. I've had many of them that you gave. And
right.
I hate to say it, but, well, maybe not hate to say it, but I even remember the days of Howard Ewart going back to those
oh,
seminars.
Tremendous, yeah.
They're really really enjoyable.
Hey, well, so, I appreciate you saying that, believe me.
No, they're a lot of, they've got a lot of good information from mm-hmm. that and start learning a lot of things through those. So thank you for doing that well, at that time. And,
okay.
So take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to David in Orchard Park. Good morning. Oh, Judy.
Judy is next, yeah.
Yeah, Judy, yeah.
Hi, guys.
I didn't mean to pass you over.
Oh, no problem.
I'm not a sexist.
Okay. No. Okay, I got a problem that a lot of people would probably like to have. I don't know how to handle the fact that I bought a stock at 66 cents a share. I bought a couple thousand shares of it, and it's now gone up to $9.69.
So?
I mean, unbelievable. And I'm sitting there thinking, so I took out the little bit that I put in to, you know, to buy the...
Very good, very good.
So I'm now playing with the house's money.
Right.
But... that's nothing compared to the profit that I have just made in this. And I just have never had this experience before.
Take some more off.
So I just, what did I buy? Oh, you want to know what I bought? Ah.
David doesn't care.
No, I don't care. I'm just saying take some money off. But go ahead.
Go ahead. What is it?
Okay, fuel cell.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that
F-C-E-L.
Before.
F-C-E-L.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's in an industry it should certainly benefit with Biden as president, but, you know, and the Russians are really interested in electric cars and the use of hydrogen mm-hmm. fuel cells to run them. So I'm thinking, okay, how do you manage that?
I mean, we
both wish we had that problem. You know,
you just have to think about all the times that you didn't.
Oh, my God, that's why I'm calling you.
Right.
How many times
So start
I...
selling some.
Well, what'd you say?
Get a game plan.
You took your original investment out of it.
I took my original, which was a very small.
Small, obviously.
It was, I don't know, 66 cents a share times 2,100 so shares. So
you talk about $1,300, $1,400 somewhere around.
She took out 1%,
right.
Pete.
Yeah.
It was $1,300,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And so now I'm sitting there looking at this. Its current value is $20,000. So I don't know what to do.
Take well, some more off the table.
How to manage it?
Well, what you do is you take a little off at a time, right? So David's right. Take, you know, in other words, you take it. You know, ran up to 11. I'm sure you were a little bothered when it dropped to 7.5. You know, that's
well, actually, I hadn't looked at it those days. So
oh, thank God you didn't.
So I looked at it. I said, "Oh my goodness, what's happened here?"
Right.
Exactly. So now I'm looking at it, and apparently it closed at $9.69.
That's
right.
Correct.
Okay, let's say take a little off. How much is, you know?
Well, to tell you the truth, I would probably take half off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're running right up against my greed.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, that's what you got
to... But you know what it's like. I mean, how many times, I don't know if it's happened to you, it's happened to me, you know. Oh, my God, this is it. My boat has come in. and before you know it, you're back to loss.
So you know? Before the end of the year, take 10 or 20% off more.
Okay.
That way you don't have to worry about the short-term gains as much. I don't know your tax situation. But then figure out what you want to do, Judy. You know, you could take some of this money and look for more fuel cells. But You know what? It's a once-in-a-lifetime, possibly.
Also, it's sitting in my Roth IRA, so...
Yeah, you're not going to pay taxes on it.
Right.
As he's saying, 10 to 20, you know...
Okay, take 10 to 20.
That's what he's saying. I would take half off, but
right.
That's, you know...
Yeah.
Because look at it. I mean, would you be happy if, I don't know, say it's worth $20,000 and now it's $10,000? I wouldn't want to see that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So don't worry about what you're going to miss on the upside, you know,
okay.
because if you keep doing that, believe me, you're going to, in the long run, you'll kill yourself, you know, because the next time you'll do that again and you'll lose a lot of money, you know.
Right. So the idea is to pat myself on the back.
Exactly. And say, hey,
put it in the bank.
Nothing wrong with taking a profit.
That's right. You know? I just, you know, if you did this once a year, if you did it once every 6 months, but... Most people, it's really once in a lifetime. It's all the ones that we wanted to work out like that and didn't.
Yeah, none of them have worked out like this.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, so this is sort of like, my blessed Christmas present.
Right, but this is a nice type of company. It's in a good area, so I wouldn't just, you know, blow it all out, although some people might say, let's get out of here.
Yeah, but you know, looking at half off, then what do you have at risk?
That's what I wanted to hear. I needed somebody to tell me something sane to
definitely.
Do.
And that doesn't mean it won't go to the moon, but that so be it. You know,
if
that's,
it goes to the moon, I'll have enough left.
You have enough left.
Enjoy,
there you go.
To enjoy that ride.
Exactly.
Well, it's certainly nice at the near end of my investing career to have something.
Go out with a bang, Judy. As Pete says, he wants to go out with his boots on.
Yeah. I guess I will, too.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you. And
your wisdom, guys.
Okay. Great talking to you.
Great. Bye-bye now.
All right. Take care. Okay. We're going to go next to David in Orchard Park. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm looking to increase positions I have in two stocks. One is NVIDIA. The other one you talked about is PayPal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good companies.
Two good companies, that's for sure.
We really aren't going to talk to you if your stock went from 1 to 90. So, But
as I've said to people before, good companies are not necessarily good stocks, you know. So,
NVIDIA was almost, I think Microsoft tried to purchase them.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it
close
looks
at 530, 45.
Yeah, it's been consolidating. You know, it's run into resistance twice around 584 or so.
Multiple tops.
And, it's in a trading range between, say, 480 and 584. And your 200-day is at 402. I don't know how much where you're in at, but, could you stand to drop to 402? I don't know.
No.
But so I would say, the resistance is 584. That's 64 points up. Support is 60 points down. You're right in the middle. So there's nothing wrong, you know, with adding a little.
Okay.
This is a great company.
Yeah.
This is a great company.
Yeah,
well, it's a good company. I followed it. I know their chips are top-notch, and they just bought somebody else that's helping them out. So.
Got it.
Yep.
And
I would just say, if you dropped under 472 or so, reevaluate it.
Okay, PayPal closed at 2.
Yeah, well, one guy says company to own for the next 5 years, right?
Because they own Bitcoin, you said, right?
No, not.
I thought you liked Bitcoin.
It just broke out to a new all-time high.
Potential buy point, right?
Yeah, it's like a triple top breakout. You know, so it broke out of the trading range. Even if you did the old-time technical analysis, you know, with the trading range being... 174, 26, 38. So you add 38 to 212, your next target would be 250.
Oh, yeah.
And, if you want to, surprisingly, the point and figure chart's 262. So, and that's probably, with this company, maybe low, you know. But it looks good. Yeah, it looks good. And
okay.
Yep.
We'll add a little. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have
you
a great
care.
Weekend. Go
Thank
Bills.
You. Thank you, guys. Thank
okay.
You. And
okay.
The Bulls.
Looks like
the Bulls are playing today, Pete.
What is the Bulls?
The UB team. Football team.
Football team.
They're going for a 4-0 undefeated.
Really?
Record. Yeah.
Boy.
Playing another 3-0 team. Yeah.
Who's the 3-0 team?
Kent State.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
so with that little bit of sports ending to the show. Yeah.
Bills tomorrow.
Bills and the Bulls. And
a lot of college football.
We always say, you know, do your own research. You know, nobody is perfect. Nobody knows everything.
Judy is perfect. She's my perfect person.
In a lot of cases, you know, turn the noise off. I watch CNBC on mute. And, you know, just to try to ignore a lot of the noise that's out there. And, you know, have a plan. You know, try to set up risk and reward and, you know, get to know the personality of the stock you're in. You know, of course, some people own too many, but try to get more feel for what you're in. Don't keep looking all over the place. You know,
yeah.
Try to cut it down. So anyway,
Willow. Until next week. That's what you were.
That's
looking
Whittle,
for.
Whittle. I said Willow. Whittle. Okay. Until Whittle. Next week.
Winnow.
Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.